Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. You know who I am. You know who he is. You know who you are. Let's get into
this. Let's do it.
Amen. 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 Now, we're talking about the absolute accuracy, total, complete accuracy of both covenants, beginning with the first one in the blood of animals. There were promises made there.
Right, right.
Well, to Abram. And then he came on up into, that was in the 15th chapter of Genesis. Then we come to the 17th chapter of Genesis, and God appeared to Abram and said, I have made you the father of many nations.
Yes.
Your name will no longer be Abram, but Abraham. The H.
Put his letter in there.
This is the first recorded blood covenant ever, and the first name change in behalf of the covenant, in which we still practice today. When a man marries a woman, you change her name. And people do that. This is because that's what we always do. No, it isn't. It's because that's what covenant does.
Paul said if we're in Christ, we are Abraham's seed. He took us to Abraham's covenant.
Yes.
And that was part of the mystery that Paul explained over in the book of Ephesians.
All right, let's get over here in the book of Ephesians. Now, the book of Hebrews, let me tell you. Go back now and read the book of Hebrews and read it all the way. It is the book of covenants. It is the Apostle Paul explaining the difference between the blood of bulls and goats and the everlasting covenant in the blood of the Lamb.
That's right.
Glory to God.
It's a better. That's what I call it.
Better covenant on better promises.
Yeah. Better than angels, better than Moses, better than the law, better than the priest.
Why? You come out of the Hall of Fame in the 11th chapter of Hebrew, but they all did this without receiving the promise. He's done a better thing for us. And you come over into the 12th chapter, surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, setting aside the sin that does so easily beset us. How? Looking unto Jesus, the author and developer of our faith.
I've received the promise. Yeah. The promise is in me because I received him. So it is better. And the thing I love about our Father is that he hid this. He hid a little part of the mystery back so that everybody couldn't see it all the way. The enemy couldn't strategize.
And you notice you don't get it until you get over here just past. Just coming right over here, really, really cool. Right after Epistle of Paul to Philemon. Mm-hmm. And you turn, make one turn, and it says, the Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Hebrews. Mm-hmm. Oh, and mine in my Bible is just little blotches of white. Well, I've just about worn the book of Hebrews out. I've underlined it and made so many notes on it. Most 6:18, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong inner strength who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil, where the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And it really gets, it gets on out there in the deep. Now, let's go back over to the book of Ephesians. Same Holy Spirit, same Apostle Paul. Now, we read yesterday, at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world. Therefore, being alien from the commonwealth of Israel, you don't know anything about a Shemitah year the Great Jubilee or anything else.
Don't even have right to claim it.
No.
No.
At that point. Mm-mm. But. Now, verse 19. No, verse 13. Mm-hmm. But now. Say now.
Now.
Now, in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. And I wrote right out there, covenants of promise.
That's right.
Now, come on down to the 19th verse. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, just slip right into the third chapter. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, mm-hmm. which is given to me to give to you, now that by revelation he's made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, and in that is the mystery of Shemitah.
That's right. It's part of it.
Part of
because we'd been brought into it. See,
yes,
he knew all of the things that we didn't know. And what he's doing is he's teaching
now,
all of these things. Go back to the original deal when God gave it in Leviticus 25, verse 4. This is the seventh year you shall make a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. So now I've been brought into this covenant with the Lord. So it's a Sabbath for me too.
Yes, it is. And I violated... I got to where I was preaching 7 days a week, and I crashed. That disc blew up in my back. When the MRI showed the liquid part of that disc blew up my spine, that muscle spasm was, I'd have forgotten now what they had, something like 300 pounds of the square inch or something. It just slammed it in there. And I never had such pain in all my life. And I'd crying out to God. And he chewed me out pretty good. He said, I created your body to rest. 52 days a year. You don't rest 52 days in 5 years. I told you to rest and you didn't pay any attention to me. He said, I told you to walk and you didn't pay any attention to me. He said, now you will rest. You have to. You can't walk.
Right. So did he do that to you? No, he did not.
No, I did that to me.
You did that to you.
Because I violated his word and I violated his covenant.
That's right.
I went back over to the book of Hebrews and entered into rest.
There you go.
And in the situation that we faced as a ministry along with Creflo Dollar and others back a number of years ago. And about there was an inquiry made from the United States Senate and
yes,
so forth. And it got out in the newspapers and all of that. And I'd call Creflo and he'd call me. And I said, if you entered into the rest, he said, well, yeah, I think so. And I said, yeah, no, yeah. He said, oh, yeah, yeah, I have. He said, because I'm going to tell you this. Can't you just hear him? I'm going to tell you this. When I work, he rests. Ooh, I don't want that. Mm. When I rest, he works.
That's exactly right.
We got it out of the book of Hebrews.
That's right.
So we entered into the rest. And it became so easy and all of that mess is going on. And out of that rest came the instructions of the Spirit of God, exactly what to do, and it ended that whole mess.
Okay. So you just said it, what Creflo said. When I work, he rests. When I rest, he works. This is a sabbatical year, a Shemitah year of rest, meaning he's working.
He's working.
In our nation, because look at words. Yes. Look at your words.
That's right.
Again, the year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in the spirit, soul, and body, in finances, churches, and governments. If I'll enter into his rest, he'll begin to work in all of those in the earth.
Yes.
Now, it'll become as judgment to some, but not to us. Okay, yesterday I started breaking down the numbers, and I know what you're saying. I can hear you. You didn't cover this year. You did all those past years. How do I know you said that? Because they said that in here. And I showed, all I did was take the Jewish year, 5782, that's what year we're in right now, and put it over the 5,782nd verse or whatever. And I showed you past history, how that had lined up so perfectly. So what about this year? Well, first of all, 2020 was a really challenging one. 2020, Deuteronomy 32:25. Listen to this. From without the sword shall bereave, and in the chambers, I'm reading out the Amplified Classic here, sorry. And in the chambers shall be terror, destroying both young man and virgin, the suckling child, and the man with gray hair. We had terror hit in the chambers in 2022. I mean, in 2020.
Yes, we did.
The COVID thing hit. And it hit all kinds of people. The people were in the chambers. They were locked in. Remember, we had to stay home. Couldn't come to church. It's all a picture of what happened that year from that verse. So what about this year? Well, I did some research on it. It's Deuteronomy 32, 28, 29. They originally were one in the Hebrew, they're together. All right, so that's why I put them together. It says this, for they are a nation void of counsel. There's no understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise and would see this present triumph to their ultimate fate. In other words, he's talking about this government. Mm-hmm. There's no understanding in them. Okay, so I took the letters of 5782, what the numerical value is. It's not a word. It doesn't make a word. It's not a root word. I'm not going to make something happen that's not there for the sake of making something. But I did. What I did was, is five is the letter hey. It's a number of revelation of grace. It's mentioned in Genesis chapter 1 five times, and it's a light. But here's what I want to pay attention to. 782, the last three numbers of this year. Seven is the Hebrew letter Zan. It means a sword or a weapon. Eight is Het. It's a fence or a hedge. Two is Bet, means a great house. So when you put all of those together, I came up with this phrase for what I'm supposed to do in this Shemitah year. Fence in your house from the sword that's outside. From the sword that's happening in the nation, fence in my house. So there are three houses, Brother Copeland. There is the house of God, which is our church.
Yes.
Right? That's spiritual. There's the family house, my Stephen's family house, which is more emotional and in our mind. And then there's this body, which is my physical house. So all three of those houses, I looked at that word and I went to look at this, and you said right here, the year of correction, direction, protection, and perfection in spirit house, soul house, body house.
Praise God.
I mean, this verse, this year, confirms that word.
Yes, it did.
In finances, churches, and government. The sword is out here in the government. Mm-hmm. Remember, Satan could not get to Job because of a hedge around him?
Yes.
This year, Saint, you have a hedge. If you'll enter into his rest, the Shemitah year, honor it, the Sabbath year, there is a hedge that's round about you, like Psalm 91. No matter what, read what Brother Savelle said. This ties into what Brother Savelle. The year of the open hand of God, unusual, extraordinary, supernatural provision. represents the open hand freely and provision. 22 represents disorder and chaos. So in the midst of more and more chaos and disorder, I will open my hand freely to you. The hand of the Lord's upon us for good, not for them.
Praise God.
We need to have a Sabbath in our house, spirit, soul, and body, and stay in the Sabbath rest. Now,
I did 145th Psalm.
Let's go.
I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever, every day. Now, this is, you always look at the first verse or so to see what the rest of the verses mean. I will extol you. I will bless thy name forever and ever. You're my King. Every day will I bless you. I will praise your name forever and ever. I will speak of the glorious honor of your majesty and of your wondrous works. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works.
Yes.
Now, Jesus said, you'll find me in the Psalms.
Yes, sir.
He said that. Now, you go over here, verse 16, verse 14. The Lord upholds all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon you and are giving them their meat in due season. And you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing.
That's what's happening to us. While other chaos is happening in the world. I had a little fun with this. Now, this is just, I just decided. I took the number 5782, which is this year, 2022. 5 plus 7 plus 8 plus 2 equals 22. Coincidentally. So 2022, 2 plus 2 is 4. I looked at that. And then I realized, wait a second, the fourth letter in Hebrew is dalet, which is a door and implies a journey or implies your way of life. This is the door to your way of life. The fourth commandment in the Torah, the fourth commandment written on those sapphire stones was keep the Sabbath. This is a Sabbath year.
It's a Sabbath year.
These numbers, it all's pointing to, listen to me, this is the year you need to keep it. You need to get your faith in it that you're coming out of debt this year.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be released. There's going to be a release that's going to happen in your house because you're going to honor this Shemitah Sabbath year. Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy is the fourth commandment, which ties into to this year. It's a Shemitah year, and we must remember to keep it holy. So I thought, well, let's just take this a little farther. Now, this is not the way you interpret Scripture from the Jewish perspective or any other perspective. I just said, I wonder what Strong's 5782 is. Wonder what that word is. And I looked it up, and I found something very interesting. It's the word "er." You are. It means to arise or to awaken. It's used most often in Psalm 57 and verse 8. Let me just flip over here. We're in Psalms. I just love. You know what? It's the many facets of God.
Yes,
it's like
it
a
is.
Diamond. There's not just one facet to him. Psalm 57. Let me find verse 8 down here.
Oh, I start going through here. I want to stop and read all
I know,
all
don't
the
you? I see more and I want to get there. Well, let's use what you said here and start with verse 1 of 57.
Yes.
Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings. There you are. You're hedged in. See it? Woo! Well, I'm about to have a Billy Graham. Woo! I will make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed.
I will cry unto the God Most High, unto God that performs all things for me.
He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up, Selah. God shall send forth his mercy, his hesed, and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even amongst them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows and the tongue is sharp as sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above all the heavens. Let the glory above all the earth. And then he talks about more, but look at here, verse 8. Here's verse 8 where this word is. Awake up, my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. We have a whole culture right now that's woke. We're not woke, we're awakened. And I believe in this year, the church is awakening.
Yes.
And there is an awakening that's happening, and it's going to begin as you do a Shemitah, as you begin to take the Sabbath year and get your butt. Brother Copeland, most Christians are the worst physical shape of anybody on the planet. I believe it. And this is the year to get your body in order. It's a year to get your soul in order. It's a year to get your family in order. It's a year to get your spirit in order and get your church in order. You know something about that, about getting your body in order. This is what this year is about.
Greg, when the Lord said that to me, I had pain running up and down my body. I was in South Florida in the hotel. That night before that, I slept on the floor because the mattress was so bad. Mm. I slept on the floor with my feet up on the top of the bed trying to get some sleep because of pain in my back. And then the next day, I was standing there. I was tying my tie, and I heard it, and I agreed to it. I want you to get your spirit in the best possible condition. I want you to get your soul in the best possible condition. I want you to get your body in the best possible condition it can be. Mm-hmm. I said, yes, sir, I'll do it. And that's when it actually began in earnest.
Amen.
And I'm there.
Yes, sir.
Particularly in my body.
I had the Lord take me to task I'll be truthful. Just this last week, I was making some jokes. I was talking about that. I even said it to Tim Fox on the news one day. I said, somebody said I ought to get in shape. And I said, well, round is a shape. You know, and I was just goofing. And I kept saying that for 2 or 3 days. And I heard in my spirit, well, you're real funny, aren't you? Are you still thinking that's funny? And I said, Lord, he says, well, you're a funny guy. Is that funny to you? Because I'm impressed upon you. You need to get in shape.
May I make a suggestion to you?
Yes, sir.
Get the pictures out when you were in the Air Force. See what you looked like.
Already done it.
But say that I'm the same on the inside. Now I'm going to get it the same on the outside.
Amen. But this is what this year is about.
It is.
It's getting in that hedge of protection, what we just read here and others. It's getting your spirit man, your soulish man. There's going to be all kinds of things going on in the government, in the elections, COVID, whatever. They may even have a new variant this year. That's not coming to me.
Not me. No. Not my house.
This is a Shemitah year.
Not this house, not my home.
Not my church.
No, and not my church.
Not even thinking Shemitah when the Lord gave you this, you said it. The year of correction, direction, protection.
Yes.
Perfection in spirit, soul, and body, in finances, churches, and government.
And when you read that, when God said to Abraham, you walk perfect before me. Well, he said blameless. All we have to do is repent and stay blameless and be very aware of it. And I'm very aware that we are out of time again today. Amen. Come on, we'll be back here in a few moments.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BBOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes.
Now is the time to get your life in order and become all that God has in His heart for you to do and be. When you rest in Him, He goes to work in and for you. Faith in God's love is how you can reset and get into shape, developing to your full potential to be able to stand in the face of anything that may be ahead in life. In the audio series, Holy Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body, Kenneth Copeland takes you deep into the understanding of God's plan for every person. Discover God's handbook for living and the author who is on call 24/7 to help you, and develop a plan to build up the most important part of yourself, your spirit man. Your soul and body will line up with the Word of God as you develop your spirit. There is much more to you than meets the eye, and your true self, the person God designed you to be, can be developed to fulfill your whole potential. From the beginning right up to this moment, God has had in His heart for His people to be complete and whole, lacking nothing, spirit, soul, and body. Holy Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body is an excellent study by Kenneth Copeland to help you become the person God designed you to be. This foundational teaching is available on MP3 disc, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
The Word of Faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Don't you ever forget this. God is good and His mercy endures forever. God is good and His mercy endures forever. Now, don't miss tomorrow. We're going to continue this. And The good stuff is really coming tomorrow. This is Kenneth Copeland and Greg Stevens and all the class reminding you again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. And give the Lord a praise. Glory to God, our covenant-keeping God. Oh, yes.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org. or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.